You're there. We're going to go to Mark chapter number 10, and we're going to read one verse. We're going to pray and see what God has for us tonight. Once you've gotten there, let's all stand. Read verse number 16. We're going to pray and ask the Master for his help tonight. The Bible says in the Gospel of Mark chapter 10 and verse number 16, and he, talking about Jesus, took them up in his arms. The Bible says, put his hands upon them, and then the Bible says, and blessed them. We're going to talk tonight in this little thought. Someone wants to hold you. Someone wants to hold you. Father, I pray tonight for divine help. I pray, God, for your guidance. I pray, God, your fill the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, to help me to say, yes, sir, what you'd have me to say, nothing more and nothing less. I pray, God, you give me liberty and freedom to preach the powerful word of God. I pray, God, you clean my heart and clean my mind, my hands and my feet. Let there be nothing, God, that will hinder you from using my vessel tonight. I pray, God, you guide every syllable that will flow from my lips. And I pray, God, from the words I've transferred through the air and touch the ears of those who are listening. I pray, God, it will sink into their heart. And then, God, do that work that only your word is able to do. And with that, Father, we'll shout hallelujah. God, help somebody tonight. Why? Because somebody needs you. And with that, God, we'll praise you. I pray, God, to bless every soul that's here and those who are watching. And I pray, God, that each of us will leave tonight. But yes, sir, I'm feeling much encouraged, realizing that there is someone that wants to hold us. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are some folks that try to stop it. But hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ will hold us and help us. And with that, Father, we'll thank you. All right. That's it, Lord. If I left anything out, yes, sir. Meet that need as well. For your son's name we pray. Not a weak Jesus, but mighty Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May be seated. Someone wants to hold you. As I was reading of these verses in verse number 16, the Bible says, talking about Jesus, and he took, the Bible says, he took them up in his arms, and then the Bible says he put his hands upon them, and then the Bible says, and bless them. As you look at this verse and you look at those words that are up in his hand, up in his arms, those words are a Greek word which means this: to take in one's arms, but it also means this: to embrace. To embrace. I was like, wow, that's awesome. The Bible said that Jesus embraced them. The Bible says that Jesus grabbed a hold of them. And I wonder how many of us tonight need somebody to embrace you or to hold you. And that person that will do an effective job is the Lord Jesus Christ. As you say the word embrace out from Webster's 1828 dictionary, the word embrace means this. It means to take, to clasp, or enclose in the arms. It means to press to the bosom in token of affection. Today's dictionary describes it this way: to take or clasp, watch this, in the arms, press to the bosom, watch this, to hug. How about you? That's good. The Bible teaches that Jesus wants to hug some folks. The Bible teaches that Jesus wants to embrace some folks. The Bible teaches, my dear friends, that once he embraces us and hugs us, it don't stop there, but there's some more added to it. But I want to see real quickly, though, how there's sometimes some things that try to stop us from getting that embrace. Look what the Bible says in verse number 13. The first thing we see is this: they were brought. That word here, brought, means to lead or to bring. Verse 13 says this: and they brought, here it is, young children to him. Talking about Jesus. They brought young children to him. That word young children means an infant. It also means half grown, like a boy or girl. But figuratively, it means an immature Christian. I was like, wow. It reminds me of Peter. Over in Peter, I believe it's 1 Peter 3:1, I believe it is. Well, the Bible teaches us, my friends, that we have to desire the sincere milk of the word, like babes. Desire God's word like babes. And in these scriptures, the Bible even teaches us how when we come to Christ, we're to come as what? Little children. As little children. In this case, we have some actual children, some physical children that are being brought to Jesus Christ. And here's the reason why. The Bible says in verse 13 that he, Jesus, watch it, should touch them. And once again, that word touch means to attach oneself. So in other words, the Bible says this, they brought these young children to Jesus so that he would attach himself, he would touch these children. You know what? If you're not wanting to be embraced by the Master, we need to come to him to be embraced or have someone to bring us to him. Because sometimes you can't get to him on your own. You're just too weak. But my dear friends, you and I, bring someone to Jesus so he can wrap his arms around them and they can feel that touch. Somebody, as a brother just said a few moments ago, somebody that might be wounded and going through a hard time, but in their wounded state, they don't feel like getting close to Christ. Because in their wounded state, they might be depressed. Or perhaps, my dear friends, they've had all the joy sucked out of their life. And they feel like it's not even no use going. But yet, they need somebody to bring them. But watch out, though. When someone brings someone else to get a touch from the Master, to be embraced by the Master, watch what happens. We then see how they were hindered. The Bible says in verse number 13, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. That word rebuke, my friends, means to censor or forbid. They were trying to stop them from bringing these children to Jesus. And these are the disciples. And I thought to myself, I said, self, doesn't it sound like sometimes in the house of God when folks who mean well, but will try to hinder somebody else from getting close to the Master. I thought about in a real sense. I thought about our children here at our church. These little kids, when it comes time to pray, they don't hesitate to come pray. And my goodness, don't stop. So, well, they just up there playing. Listen, leave them alone. That's what Jesus said, leave them alone. Because you know what, my friends? They're learning how to come to the altars. They're learning how to talk to God. They're learning, my friends, how it's okay. You don't have to stay in your seat and be afraid. There's nothing to fear at the altars. There's a whole lot of faith up here and a whole lot of help. Woo! Hallelujah. What are you saying, preacher? Don't be a hindrance to someone wanting to get close to God. And they probably thought, listen, they just in the way, they bringing these kids up here. I mean, Jesus is busy. He's got a lot going on. He ain't got time for this. But watch what Jesus does. We see the Savior's displeasure. The Bible says, verse 14, but when Jesus saw it, when Jesus knew it, the Bible says he was so happy. No. The Bible says he was much, much displeased and said unto them some words. That word displeased here, though, it means to be greatly afflicted. It also means to be moved with indignation. He was upset. Here these folks bringing these children to Jesus. Here are his disciples who he's been teaching. And they're trying to stop them. No. Y'all, what's wrong with y'all? And Jesus didn't like that. Not only was he hurt about it, but he did not like it. And he had something to say about it. Watch what the Bible says next. I don't know about y'all, but I would hate for the Lord to come by and have to speak to me about something like that. So why are you trying to stop somebody from getting some help? Well, they don't need to be here at the church. They got too much baggage. You know, they don't need all that. Made their bed, so now have to lie in it. That's just some of the crazy stuff. What would that mean? If I make my bed, I mean, I'm going to lie in it yet. I mean, I want to, when time go to bed. But anyhow, I don't know. These things just come, I don't know. Maybe I've been thinking crazy. But nonetheless, I mean, my soul, what does that mean? What does that mean? Jesus is all about helping folks. And the Bible says by here that Jesus showed his displeasure, and he says this in verse number 14. Suffer not the little children to come unto me. Now we see the Savior's command. He says, permit them, allow them to come unto me and forbid them not. That word forbid means don't hinder them. Don't keep them from coming to me. Don't stop them. Don't get in the way. And then he says this, for, this is where I want to get you, of such is the kingdom of God. That word here, such, also denotes character. This is the character of those that come into the kingdom of God. What are you talking about, preacher? Watch this. He says, brother, I say unto you, Whosoever shall not receive or accept the kingdom of God as a little what? Child. The Bible says he shall not enter therein. The person who does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, an infant, as a half-grown boy or girl, or an immature Christian. Not the negative sin. We think immature, we think negative. Except those who are just learning. He says, come as children. And I thought to myself again. To self, what does that mean? Think about it. Children, for one thing, they're dependent on others. Now I know we rebel ourselves, or whatever you want to call it. You know, we're independent, fundamental, Bible believing, separated Baptists. And sometimes we become so independent that we're independent of God. We should be dependent Baptists. We're dependent on God to help us in our time of need. But a little child is dependent on someone else. Right now, where's Uriah? Right. Hey, buddy. He's dependent on somebody to hold him. He can't walk. He needs somebody to hold him. When it comes time to eat, he needs somebody to feed him. When it comes time for his pamper to be changed, he needs somebody to change it. He is dependent on others. My dear friends, we as Christians need to realize that we are dependent on Jesus Christ. We're not in this thing alone. We don't have to try to do it by ourselves. We've got a Savior, my friends, who wants us to depend upon him. Dependent. But not only that, my friends, when you look at a little child, their acceptance. They just accept things. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, a little kid, you can just give them something, piece of candy or whatever it is. You know what they'll do? They'll accept it. They'll receive it. They're not like, well, I don't know about this or I don't know about that. Especially when they're little guys. Like you're right. Remember, that's some food he won't eat. Right now he's eating what? What's he eating in a little jar? He eats apple, blueberry, anything like that. He tastes it and he receives it. And he's eating it. You know what we ought to be? We should be receptive of the things that God wants to give to us. At least try it. Some of them, I don't want to try that. Try it. You might like it. You know, try. I put on Facebook today over there in Isaiah 58, verse 7, I believe it is, where the Lord talked about fasting. And I said, I know it's a cuss word in our churches, but it's not a bad word. He says, you know what? You fast, and maybe you'll get some deliverance. Matter of fact, let's look at it real quick. Look at Isaiah 58. Look at verse number 7. Isaiah 58, look at verse number 7. Look what the Bible says right here. Sometimes, and this is for all of us, this is for me too. The Bible says this in Isaiah 58 and verse number 6. I'm sorry, verse number 6. The Bible says this in Isaiah 58, verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? You didn't choose it. But I've chosen to do something. What's that? To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break how many? Every yoke. Question is, how bad you want it broke? Well, that's the fastest thing I did today. Do you want it broke? You want freedom? Do you want to be no longer oppressed? Maybe we need to fast. Well, I've been praying. Maybe you need to fast. Remember Jesus said and over there when he had healed that the person that was sick, whatever case had the demons, whatever it was, and he had to heal them, and his disciples said, why can we can't do that? He said, some things come by fasting and prayer. Some things it takes fasting and praying to have deliverance over. But sometimes we're like, man, that's fasting. Man, that's hard. That's tough. That's tough. But do you and I want deliverance? Or should I rephrase it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be free? Maybe we should fast a little bit. Lay aside some. I ain't just talking about food either. Maybe to fast from TV sometimes. Huh? Maybe to fast from a certain electronics or things of that nature. We did that thing for who's here part of that? Yeah, 3 days, 4 days in the wilderness. Who was here for that now? Is anybody left? Oh, sorry, the wellness. It was 4 days in wellness. I'm sorry. But who all was in there that's sitting here tonight? See, Pam, Miss Carrie, who else? That's it. See? Let me preach for another while. No, no. But there was a couple of days we had to fast from electronics, from Facebook, things like that. And then we came off the fast. We had to do certain, either sit up, not sit ups, but like if you hit like on something on Facebook, then we had to sit down and do one of those. So if we did 5 likes, you'd go, you know, 1, 2. So some people weren't liking a lot of stuff that week. But nonetheless, why were we doing that? Because we were trying to get healthier. But while we was doing that, I realized, man, because if you was asking, do you watch TV a lot? And I was saying, really, I don't, because I don't watch a lot of live shows. I watch a lot of things later. You know, I go on demand and I watch them. But then I realized, you know what? I watched it more than I thought I did. I said, you know what? I like just not watching it so much. Because then what I was doing, I was reading my Bible more. I've got other things, you know, that I need to be doing. Instead of, you know, spending those hours or whatever it is, you know, doing that. What are you saying, preacher? Maybe you fast from some things like that. Or whatever it is the Lord will place on your heart or your mind. If it's important for you and I to be free from whatever it is that oppresses us. Let's flip back over. So we see that the child is dependent on others. It's accepted. But watch this. I like this part. He asked for one word. He said this. A child enjoys much, watch this, but can explain little. A child enjoys much, but can explain little. They just enjoy stuff. They ain't trying to explain. They ain't trying to figure it out. If we come to him like little children, people think, I got to explain this. How does this thing work? Well, I'm going to just enjoy it. You know? I mean, just enjoy it, you know? I mean, read your Bible, pray, enjoy those things and the blessings that come from those things. Just enjoy it. Don't be always trying to explain everything. He said, just come as a little children. I don't forget one time, I can't say it like Brother Gary did, but his son was wanting some kind of model, was a model airplane, I believe it was. He wanted to put in his bedroom. But it was just too big. And so he told the son that it was too big. But Dad, I want that. He said, listen, son. He said, listen, when you take the width, he started breaking, you know how Brother Gary is. He started breaking down from what the width and the length and what the linear lines and he was just going through all this different stuff. He was all technical on them. And then he said, son, look at himself. Okay. I may say, I don't understand nothing he's saying, but apparently it won't work. Listen, my dear friends, let's just believe God. Amen? Just believe God. But also, a little child is like this. When they are hurt, they run to their parents. When they're wounded, they run to their parents. Listen, when we come to him as little children, when we're hurt, just run to him. Don't lay on the side of the road just screaming and yelling and hollering. Hey, run to the master. When your spirit's been wounded, when your heart's been broken, when your mind's been confused, run to him. You know what he'll do? He'll meet you right there. And he'll help you. Jesus, come as little children. But not only that, I look at this. A child is just so eager. They're so eager. You're right. That boy can't walk. He wants to. He be doing all that kind of stuff. You're right. He be trying to do something. I'll take him over to the keyboard. He'll start hitting on it. He's eager. He don't know what he's doing. He's hitting on it. We should be eager like that. Like a little child, just being eager. No, don't when a child asks questions, don't cut him off all the time. That's a sign of intelligence. We don't want to be bothered. How you ask too much questions? You know? He's like, well, I just want to know where is that. What? That's good. But you know what? We should be eager to talk to the Lord. Amen? Listen to what he says again. He says back in verse 15. Rabbi, I say unto you, whosoever shall receive, shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And then we see the Savior's embrace. The Bible says, and he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them. And then the Bible says, he blessed them. First of all, the Bible says he took them up in his arms. Remember that word there means to take in one's arms? It means to embrace. I was also looking at the root of that word. It also meant the elbow of the arm. I was like, wow. I mean, I need you right for a second here. He wants his granddaddy. Yeah, it's okay there, man. You know what? When you think about the elbow of your arm, and you hold him in your elbow, he's going to cry in a second. But you hold him in the elbow. I said, it's okay, buddy. Got your friend there. Mm-hmm. Or you embrace him, you hold him close. I said, Lord, you see your granddaddy? You see granddaddy? So you see all the people? So look at the people. You see all the people? Say, hey, people. You're taking things out. You want to take this side out? But you know what? He's gonna get little. He'll be growing. There'll be times he's gonna be afraid. And he's gonna run to his parents. He's gonna want them to hold him. He'll probably hold his hands up like that. You know what? If they're good parents, what are they gonna do? They're gonna pick him up and embrace him. If not, just send the grandpa. But just hold him. You know what? He feels safe. It's like it's gonna be okay. There are times at the house. He don't want to be laying down. He wants you to pick him up. Because what he wants to do is he just wants to look around. But he feels okay. He feels safe. So you can tell when a child has been dropped a lot. What would they do to somebody? They hold on. They cling to you. I mean, they cling for dear life. Because they've been dropped a lot. But you take, when they haven't been dropped a lot, he's just sitting here just checking things out. Take his pacifier out. So I'm done here. I'm just checking things out. He's a good guy. Y'all say what's fussy. He ain't fussy. See, he wasn't telling the truth on you, weren't they? Why you talk like that to kids? Well, when I talk truth, when I talk baby. Yeah. Let me finish preaching so I hold my deserves. There you go, buddy. I'll be back in a little bit. Now watch what the Bible says. The Bible says this. He took them up in his arms. And then the Bible says this. He put his hands upon them. That word hand there figuratively means power. I said, ooh-wee. He put his hands on them. He placed his power on them. And then the Bible said he did something else. What's that, preacher? Then the Bible says he blessed them. That word blessed here, my friends, also means to invoke a benediction upon. It also means to prosper. He blessed them. Touched them. Put his hands on him. Do you know what? When you and I need a hug from the master, when you and I need to have the master embrace us, all we got to do is come to him. He won't push you away. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that Jesus says this, and I believe it was in Matthew 11, 20, I believe it is. It says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest if you come unto me. Just come to me. Huh? Another verse, I believe it's in John, around 7:37 or 6:37, where he says this, that he would, I'll paraphrase, all those come to him, he would in no wise cast out. He won't push you away. But instead, he will embrace you. I don't know about you, when I need an embrace from the master, all I gotta do is come to him. When I find myself hurting, when I find myself wounded, when I find myself broken, all I've gotta do is come to him and he will embrace me. He'll hug me. As a matter of fact, he says to me, come to him as a little child. Just like a little kid. Got two questions. We're done. First question is this. Do you need to feel his embrace tonight? Do you need to feel his embrace tonight? The second question is this. Do you want him to put his hands on you and bless you? Put his hands on you and bless you. Say, yeah, preacher, what do I do? Just like they did. They came. And when they came, they got the help that they needed. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. I thank you, Lord, that you want to hold us. I thank you, Lord, that you want to cuddle us. And all those other words, I didn't mention some of these words over there, but you want to cuddle us and you want to hold us and embrace us. All we got to do is simply come. And that word also is a present imperative, a present participle, which means continuously come. And I pray, God, we continuously come to you. And let you wrap your arms around us. Let us feel your embrace. It gives us a calmness, Father. It gives us a peace that passes all understanding when we come to you. And sometimes we come to you, Lord, we don't have to say, hey, say a whole lot, just simply come, because you know what we have need of. Sometimes, God, you just want to just hold us and bring us that stability that we need. Perhaps, God, there's some folks here tonight that want to come and just let you embrace them. Or perhaps, God, there's some folks that are here tonight that want to come and say, thank you, Lord, for embracing me and my times of fear and my times of discouragement. And I just want to say thank you. Or perhaps, God, there's somebody here tonight that wants to bring someone's name before your throne tonight and say, Lord, hold them, embrace them, and let them feel your touch and your power. Help them, Lord. I pray, God, whatever needs are tonight, I pray, God, we respond. There's somebody here tonight that says, you know what, I need to be born again. I pray, God, they come. Whatever the needs are, I pray, God, we respond. Help us, because we need it. For it's in your son's name we pray. Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's all.